This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, September 15th. God's word for you today is see and do. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 43, verse 19. And it says, "For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." You can almost hear the pain in God's voice when he asks, "Do you not see it?" And this is usually the challenge God has with people most times. What do you not see? What does a pathway through the wilderness look like? What will rivers in the dry wasteland be like? God wants you to use your imagination such that as he is speaking, your imagination kicks in and you begin to have a mental picture of what he is saying. God will not do that for you. Most times, people think they cannot see because God has not opened their eyes. But God says, "You are unable to see because you have not opened your eyes." People say to me, "You are just one of those people who has a big vision. Some of us have a small vision." No, you have chosen to have a small vision. Why am I saying this with you? When I realized this, I made up my mind. No small dreams in my life again. If God gives you a bottle of water, he is not any richer than if he gives you a tanker of water. If you take a tanker of water from God, he is not any poorer. If you take a bottle of water from God, you have not done him a favor. So what you take, bottle or tanker, is what you can see. What can you see? Bottle or tanker? Tankers or even a conduit that connects to the ocean. I see a huge pipe that is supplying a consistent flow of water. What can you see? I know this is unpopular. It is a big deal. God will not see for you. Seeing is your responsibility. Seeing is my responsibility. God says, "I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." In other words, he will do what we obviously cannot do, but he needs us to see. It is one thing to see, it is another thing to do. Please read Matthew 14, verse 25 to 29. Note that while Jesus was walking on water, all the disciples saw him. Jesus showed all of them the possibility of doing the impossible. While all of them saw that it was possible to walk on water, only one person did something about it. A lot of us have seen things. God has shown us things, but we have done nothing about it. We need to begin to take bold steps towards those creative ideas in the name of Jesus. Only Peter took advantage of the possibility of doing the impossible. Only Peter did something about it. It is one thing to see, but you actually need to do to make it happen. If all you do is see, after a while, those dreams will become nightmares. After a while, if you do not do anything about what you can see, it starts tormenting you. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, "For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." It is one thing to see. It is another thing to do. To take bold steps, we need to see and we need to do. Tomorrow, we will begin to look at the barriers between seeing and doing. Let us pray. Father, as you reveal the impossible things to me, as you put visions in my heart, help me to act on it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.